You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Andy Carroll to score and West Ham to win. 4-1. 4-1 this week. It was 16s last week at least. Marko Arnautovic to score and Stoke to win. 6-1. If there was a special, I think I'd back Andy Carroll never to score another Premier League goal if that was on offer at
You're
a decent price.
I hope he's listening.
Tough game to call, this one, I think. Yeah. West Ham are 6-4, Stoke 15-8. Not that much between those two prices, in all honesty. But West Ham haven't looked the same since Dimitri Payet got injured. He'd created 47 goal-scoring chances for West Ham in the Premier League this season. No other Hammers player has created more than 19. Mm. So he was seriously influential for West Ham, and his loss has been detrimental.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair. Interesting game, isn't it? I mean, the easy
I
thing,
think it's
easy,
impossible.
The
this
easy
one.
Thing to do is just to say draw and be done with it. And just think, well, West Ham have been playing very well at home recently. 2-0 Newcastle, 2-2 Norwich, 2-1 Chelsea, 1-1 Everton. Then, like you say, the 1-1 West Brom. You know, that result and the 2-2 Norwich.
That was poor because they were terrible in that second half against West Brom.
Yeah, and that Norwich game, they needed a stoppage time equaliser to get a point against Norwich. And given what Stoke did last week and how good they looked, I mean, you know, Ben, who gets a lot of mentions on the podcast, one of our bosses here who's... a big Stoke fan. I mean, him and others have said it's the best they've ever seen from Stoke, that first half especially. I mean, that's amazing to watch that as a fan. Can they carry it on? Can they take that on now and go to West Ham and win? You know, Stoke now need to really turn into the sort of team who are, you know, stringing together a run of wins. Because what you find from them, you know, they had that three in a row against Bournemouth, against Villa, against Swansea. Then they lost to Watford. And then, you know, they drew at Newcastle. Then they beat Chelsea. They beat Southampton. Surely they'll beat Sunderland. No, they lose at Sunderland. You know, it's a strange one, isn't it? That they're not quite... They need to get that consistency going. I'm not quite sure they'll get it, but given it's the biggest of the three, I'll go for the draw, 11-5. I've got a sneaky suspicion for Stoke. I'd like to see Stoke win this. I think it's great to see them, but you know the plus one's way too short, and I wouldn't be playing draw no bet.
Yeah, it's interesting what you say there about that. You know, they need to go on a run. It's almost as if they get a couple of results, decent, really good results, and deservedly so, and then they'll think, well, come on, we're Stoke. We're not going to win three on their own.
That's the feeling I get as well, Derek, from them. Yeah. You know, that I can't quite trust them, and then because it's a decent price, isn't it, for an informed team?
Well, you know, when I looked at this fixture, I thought, yeah, I'm on Stoke there. I expected at least 9-4, 5-2. I think 15-8 is a little bit tight, but I do fancy them to win. That's the thing. Do I go against my religion and take a price that's too short?
Your betting Bible's had more mentions on this podcast than ever before.
It is only Christmas. Yes.
Anyone that's playing the punt drinking game is absolutely leathered.
Well, it's got an Old Testament and a New Testament. I'm trying to think of another Testament to put in. A modern day Testament. Yeah, it's Stoke. It's going to be Stoke. I'll have to go for him because West Ham injury hit. They've gone off the boil a little bit, and I've got the suspicion they're feeling a little bit sorry for themselves, West Ham, at the moment.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go for Stoke.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.